Dad Gags at 8:15. This is one that I can't get away with playing later on.
Hi, Casey and Victoria.
Morning, Sam.
Did you hear about the Russian wrestler?
I didn't know.
Ivan.
Ivan who?
Ivan knocking the bollock off.
Oh, that's lovely. Red FM's Cash Machine. Never heard of him, actually, but... Sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Thanks, Rory. Have a good day. Right, €259,000 with your name on it here. 259 grand. This is serious life-changing change, and somebody is going to win it on Friday. It's guaranteed to go. One phone call, 10 phone calls. We will find somebody. And if you're playing this week, you're playing for just an insane amount of money. This is the biggest jackpot in the history of Cash Machine. The fifth quarter of a million jackpot in the last 3-4 months. It's just, it's been an incredible run of winners. You all heard, I hope you all heard, the very emotional call from Friday where one lovely, lovely man and his partner picked up the money. Have a listen.
My partner had good news yesterday. She went through breast cancer a while ago and... you know, she went for another checkup and she's fine, so that's what we're sort of celebrating a bit.
Oh my God! Anthony, that's absolutely beautiful news. What's your partner's name, if you don't mind sharing?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. It's moments like that in life that just makes you think, do you know what, magic maybe does exist.
Yeah.
That relief that you must feel right now. Well, Anthony, I'm delighted for you. I don't think your weekend could possibly get any better after receiving news like this about your gorgeous partner. You know what we're doing here? I need you to tell me the today's winning cash amount.
105,000.
105,000 euro. Yeah. Anthony in Longford just got the most incredible news. His partner, who I assume there is Kathleen in the background,
yeah,
has some excellent news. You've just won the cash machine!
Oh my god, Kathleen,
can we talk to you?
Yeah, here, I'll put her on.
Put her on to me!
Oh my God.
How are you, pet?
I don't want to make a show for myself.
Oh no, my you're... Listen, it's okay. You've had a big 24 hours, to say the very least.
Oh my God.
What sort of relief have you felt over the last 24 hours before this even happened?
Oh my God, it couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, it feels like the stars really aligned for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. Yeah. It's real.
Sounds like you've been through a hell of a time and you deserve a whole lot of spoiling. You go ahead and enjoy your weekend. Sending you both so much love, Anthony and Kathleen. Anthony, latest winner of the cash machine. Kathleen, you've won at life. I'm so glad to hear that you're back in fun health.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Lots of love, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That was Emma making the call last Friday, and that was just lovely.
Such a lovely call, wasn't it?
I mean, look, obviously, as we said yesterday, you know, the cash is amazing, but you won't buy your health back,
no.
You know. So great news. Let's do it again this week. 259, let's play. Text red to 57557. That is the word red to 57557. It will cost 250 to enter this game. You gotta be over 18 and you're playing across the Goal Out network of stations. All the legal stuff, redfm.ie. You can also enter through the website, redfm.ie/cash machine. Set your alarm to be listening to Kira Friday between 3 and 4. We make that phone call, and the phone call comes in on a private number. This is very important. We don't know who you are. We just have your number. We find out all of that when you answer within 5 rings. But you have to say 259, €259,000 to win the cash. Text red to 57557 and you're in. The most thankless tasks around the home have been listed. They've polled a load of adults in Ireland. And these are the things that wind us up the most. The things that we don't like doing. You know you've turned into your old man when you're going room to room turning lights off.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Does it really save that much money?
Well, not with LED bulbs just, anymore.
Not really.
It just bogs you more than anything.
Yeah,
if
it's like
all
it's
on.
Wasteful. Cleaning the oven is one of the most horrible tasks.
Yeah, it is.
The air fryer now as well.
Air fryer cleaning.
Yeah.
Vacuuming, dusting, putting away clean laundry, cleaning out hair from the shower plug. Rank.
That's the worst.
It is.
Living in a house full of women.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
You pull the equivalent of what's the hairy creature from the Addams Family?
Cousin it. But like you're inside.
That's what it feels like you're pulling out of the plug.
But it's
everything.
Covered in soap, so it's grimy. Ew,
but
it's
like
gross.
You're inside the shower and you feel like the water coming up past your ankles, and you're like, oh no, wait a second, you need to take the hair out.
Yeah.
What about you? Live with three little willies, Owen included.
Lads. It's that constant puddle, isn't it?
Sorry, Owen.
The poor dog.
I know. Yeah. It's me that will be in trouble. I wouldn't worry about it.
He loves us.
It's that constant puddle, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a constant puddle, lads. Just like, how hard is it to aim in the right place?
Have you tried this trick? Have you? You tried the wine bottle cork trick? If you put a cork into a toilet, it floats. And then they come in and they play Space Invaders. They aim at the cork and they're guaranteed to hit the ball. Give it a try. Honest to God, try that if you've loads of lads in the house. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Also, I had a buddy of mine who had a load of boys, and he had a full-blown argument with his missus. Yeah. He's like, okay, if you're peed off from the pee, here's what we do.
Okay.
Like a pub, I'm going to put a urinal up against the wall.
That'd be class.
I wouldn't mind that.
Would that be better?
I wouldn't mind that.
That'd save you a lot?
Yep.
Aren't there homes out there with urinals?
Has to be.
Let us know if you've got a urinal in your gaff.
Domestic goddesses and gods of Cork, 0868104106. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest song about putting out the bins.
Oh, yeah. That's right, baby. Girl, tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know, baby? 'Cause it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we make love. Tuesday night's the night that we go and visit your mother, but Wednesday night is the night that we make love. 'Cause everything is just right, conditions are perfect. There's nothing good on TV. Conditions are perfect. You lean in close and say something sexy like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. I know what you're trying to say, baby. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time. That's what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, let's get down to business. It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
Ooh. Next thing you know, we're in the bathroom brushing our teeth. That's all part of it, that's foreplay. Then you go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Then we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly old baggy t-shirt from that team building exercise you did for your old work. And it's never looked better on you.
Team building exercise 99.
Oh, you don't know what you're doing to me. I remove my jeans, but trip over them because I still got my shoes on. But then I turn it into a sexy dance. Next thing you know, I'm down to just my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. It's time for business. It's business time.
Business, that's why they call business socks. It's business. It's business time.
Making love. Making love for two. Making love for 2 minutes. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes. 'Cause I'm so intense. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven. You say something like,
is that it?
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time. Business hours are over.
The greatest love song of all time. Flight of the Conchords. Yeah. And business time. Isabel's on the phone. Hey, Isabel.
Good morning. How are we?
Sorry, there's an A at the end of your name. So, Isabella.
Isn't that a beautiful name?
Isabella. Isabella. Yes, that's me.
That's a gorgeous name.
She's ringing with some advice. What's the advice, Isabella?
Definitely leave the socks on. 100% always socks on, whether it's cold, warm, always on.
Right. We know what she's talking about, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
For the business.
Business socks, yeah.
Business socks.
Yeah, that's okay. It. Keep those toes warm.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. Keep the toes warm.
You mean if your fella
came, no peepers out.
If your fella had a big pair of GA socks up to his knees, that'd be okay with you.
Perfect. Gorgeous. Yeah. I don't like the hairy legs tickling me either, so that's fine. The longer, the better.
All right. Thanks for sharing that with us, Isabella.
Yeah.
That's
Vic
fantastic.
Knows what I'm talking about. Vic yeah. knows.
Tell me about your boyfriend, Dave. Where's he gone to?
He was working in Dublin yesterday, so he's having a bit of a siesta this morning. So okay. Coffee in bed for him today.
Lovely. Okay, so you said here he works very hard and you'd like to treat him to a trip to see Munster in action.
Oh God, no, please don't, because that means I'll have to go. Like the Dubs.
No, you don't. You know, you can just send him off with one of the lads.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's no problem.
Oh yeah, that's even better. Yeah, do. Perfect.
All right.
That sounds great.
Two tickets for Munster in Edinburgh here in Cork, going to Dave, so he'll be delighted with that. Tell him when he gets up.
Well done, Isabella.
Oh, super. That's brilliant. Thanks, guys. I love that. That's
have
great.
A lovely day. See you soon.
Take care.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye
bye. All right. More Munster tickets up for grabs. Munster.ie for more. If you want to grab yourself a pair of tickets for Munster versus Edinburgh, 7:45, Virgin Media Park, and it's the 10th of October. It's when that game is happening. I have two more tickets to give away after 8 o'clock. Just tell me in a little voice note or a message who you want these for or why you deserve them. 0868104106. I got your VIPs in a moment. We'll check traffic next. Hang on.
Red FM Breakfast.
Let's go.
With McDonald's.
Go. VIPs on Cork's Good Times.
Red FM. Showbiz, what have you got for us, Vic?
We are talking relationships this morning. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have separated after being married for nearly 20 years. That's according to a TMZ report.
Yeah.
She's recently just told an American gossip site, Page Six, sometimes relationships just run their course.
Mm.
He's moved out of the family home and he has bought another property fairly close to where they all live. So, listen, we wish them the best of luck. These things happen sometimes. Someone else who's been reflecting on past relationships, Jennifer Lopez. She's a new film coming out. It's called The Kiss of the Spider Woman. She's actually been heaping praise on Ben Affleck for helping to bankroll the project.
All right.
And also she touched on how she feels about their divorce now.
It was a really tough time. The movie wouldn't have been made if it wasn't for him and Artist Equity. I told him that this was a role I was born to play and I wanted to do it, and he was like, okay, and he helped make it happen. It was like the best and the worst of times in a yeah. way, because it was every moment on set and every moment I was doing this role, I was so happy. And then it was like back home, it was not great. And it was just like, oh, you know, how do I reconcile this? I have to say it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because it changed me. It didn't change me. It helped me grow in a way that I needed to grow, become more self-aware. I'm a different person now than I was.
That's a very yeah. honest account of...
Sounds like they still kind of get on, or there's yeah. at least a bit of friendship or some sort of a relationship between yeah. them still there.
Absolutely. And yeah. sometimes, listen, these things just run their course and they're just not meant to be, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt says the cast of Devil Wears Prada 2 have been absolutely blown away by the massive reaction from fans to filming of this new movie. Have a listen.
They are so excited about it. It is incredibly sweet. I mean, we're trying to keep as much of it under wraps as we can, but it's not just the paparazzi, it's the fans outside. I've never experienced this, where it's just thousands of people waiting outside the sets. And I think when we made the first one, like, we thought it was funny. We were like, it's really funny. And then it comes out, and I was a kid, you know, when it came out. I mean, it's 20 years ago, and I remember my agent calling me going, you know, this is the opening weekend. I was like, is that good? Like, I didn't know what was success was. And so it had this meteoric life, and it's amazing to come back to it.
You know that's going to be massive. That would be huge. Oh, by the way, you have to see this.
Yeah.
Oh, my good Lord. Yeah. On my Instagram stories, if you just scroll in three, yeah, if you go KC Show Cork,
yeah,
letter K, letter C,
yeah.
I want you to go into it there now. Scroll in, go into my stories.
Okay, hang on a second now. It takes me a while. You know that.
Okay, sorry. Navigating Instagram can be a bit tricky sometimes.
Yeah, my phone is quite slow, you know.
I think it's the person holding it. But anyway,
Oi.
How are you? If you go,
Oi.
Go in and check out. Peladore have okay. just created the Roy Keane bikini.
Okay,
it's called
God.
The Roy Keane. It might. It's on my Instagram stories. KC, letter K, letter C. KC Show Cork. Go check that out.
Oh,
my
that
God.
Is hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of Cork. It is time once again for the one and only Dad Gags.
Dad Gags, Dad Gags, time for Dad Gags. Dad Gags, Dad Gags, time for Dad Gags. Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now. Only a Red FM.
All right.
My doctor said I should run 3 miles every morning before I go to work, so I quit my job.
Simple but funny, you see.
A Roman walks into a bar and he holds up two fingers. He says, 5 beers, please.
What a joke.
Come on, it's brilliant.
It is.
I broke up with my girlfriend because I found out she was a communist. I should have known there were red flags everywhere.
I like that one.
This morning, I was walking down the street and I was hit by a violin, then a clarinet, then a French horn. That was an orchestrated attack.
Hey!
I said to my daughter, name a country without the letter R in it. She said, no way.
Yay!
Very good. Just had a detective knock on my door saying he was looking for a man with one eye. I told him if he used both, he'd probably find him quicker.
I just read a book about falling down the stairs. It was a step-by-step guide.
Oh,
wow.
Nice. Tragic.
A mother and son are in the kitchen in Cork and they turn to each other. The kid turns to the mother. Ma'am, when did humans start to exist? And the mother says, well, you see, God created Adam and Eve. But Dad said we came from apes. Oh, that's his side of the family.
I had to tell my suitcase there'll be no holiday this year. Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage.
Whoa. Stop the world and let me off. So I once dated a girl who had a twin. Yeah. Dated a girl who had a twin, and people always used to say to me, how did you tell them apart? Easy. Alison painted her nails and Bob had a willy.
I think we broke Vic. It just needs a moment.
I've only got one more left, lads. What have you got, Roar?
I told my psychologist I have an irrational fear of living in tall buildings with multiple residential occupants. Mm-hmm. She said, that sounds like an apartment complex.
Finally, for me, I just learned the word for constipation in German, actually, everybody. This is pay attention. You might need this if you're ever visiting Germany. Wonderful country. Do you know what the German word for constipation is?
No.
Far from pooping. Far from pooping. Can we have a winner, please?
You can't follow that.
KC wins today.
Thank you. I mean, I'd like to thank, first of all, my parents for bringing me into the world. And
one for texting
me. The secondary school teachers who told me I'd achieve nothing and become nothing in life. And to you, the adoring public. Thank you. The Simpsons theme tune, possibly the most recognisable theme tune in the world. Have you ever heard it performed by 4 people a cappella?
I have not.
All doing different versions and different sounds from the theme tune. This is the Simpsons OST a cappella. Here we go.
The Simpsons.
Voices. The Simpsons movie's coming
That's
back.
That's really good.
That's incredible.
This is amazing. Yeah. Is it by?
It's by Simpsons OST a cappella on YouTube.
I love that.
So they're bringing out the movie. It must be 20 years, as if.
2007, yeah.
I remember going to the cinema for the last movie.
Yeah. It was huge.
It was, yeah.
It was so packed, the cinema that time, that like me and my family couldn't sit together.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow. Did you separate you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
it was all to rubbish. Let's call
it wasn't great. It wasn't great at all. But, like, I mean, you are, out of anybody I know, you are the biggest Simpsons obsessive in the world. You really are. I mean, you have all of the Simpsons jocks on today, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
What is your thoughts on that show? Should it have been canned a long time ago?
See, I haven't watched it. Like, I don't watch any of the new episodes. My kids do, and every time I watch them, like, they put on a new episode recently, and none of the characters sound the same because all the actors have aged.
Yeah.
The lady who does Marge, her voice is destroyed from doing that Marge voice, God. Julie Kavner. So they don't sound like themselves, and they're just not funny. But then you go back to watch the classic episodes, and my kids are like, Dad, this isn't funny.
Oh, right.
Do you know what
so
I mean?
They like the new version.
I don't like the really old ones either.
The old
I like the ones
the
from when I was like a
That's
kid.
Exactly it. There's, yeah, whenever era you grew up watching The Simpsons is your favourite era.
Is your favourite era, yeah. It's like the music you listen to as a teenager is your favourite music. Yeah.
But should it keep going for kids so young kids now have that era?
They do still like it because my boys like it too.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, kids do still really like it.
Sequel is in, it's in production. It'll be July 23rd, 2027. It'll mark 2 decades since the original was launched in 2007. And it still has loads of the original characters. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Will you watch it anyway?
I would go for the crack. Yeah.
When it's on Disney Plus, though, I don't think I'd spend money to see it in the cinema.
Exactly. All right, okay. Still, let's... Doesn't hold a candle to Family Guy, lads.
Ah, come here. No,
no way.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, get out of the house.
Get out of the... What do you mean, get out of the house?
Get out of the house.
Giggity, 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 get out of the house.
No, sorry, all right. Red FM Breakfast. With Casey. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM, 6:52. Fix VIPs. On Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Breakup Central.
Okay, TMZ are reporting that Nicole Kidman and husband Keith Urban have separated. So they've been married for 20 years. They share 2 daughters. I think Sunday Rose is 17, Faith Margaret is 14.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bit of speculation about this a couple of months ago because I read something about that she had bought a house somewhere on her own, and the speculation was, well, why hasn't she bought a house together with him?
Yeah.
And I think it was in America where she's bought the house. But actually, they're saying here that the decision was made by the Break On Me singer.
Oh, okay.
As the baby girl actor takes care of their children and is holding the family together through this difficult time since Keith has been gone.
Okay.
So that sheds a little bit of light. But listen, it's always sad when a couple break up.
You know they're saying, you know, the housing crisis in this country, yeah, and people aren't really talking about it, massively fueled by separations and divorce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but if you have, like, you know, two couples and they break up, we now need 4 homes.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and that's what's causing a huge amount of the hassle out there with trying to find places. It's because the amount of breakups and divorces going on.
And people are looking for
and
another
they
house.
Need to find their own accommodation and whatnot. It's like, so it's definitely adding to it massively, you know.
Makes sense, absolutely makes sense. Lewis Capaldi was at the 3 Arena last night and is continuing his joy at being back on the stage. Have a listen.
How is he? Is he all right?
He's all right. I think he's doing all right.
Good man, Lewis. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, it has been far, far too long since we played a gig here. It's very, very good to be back. My name is Lewis Capaldi, if anyone is unaware. If you manage to be here and you don't know who I am, I'm actually impressed. I think we've played this arena more than any other arena anywhere, to be honest. I've been away for a while. I've just been out. Just out of curiosity, is anyone in here? Anyone in here sober?
All right, 50-50.
Yeah, but he seems like he's in good form, doesn't he?
It's really
nice to see him again.
I remember when he came out on stage in the Mitchellstone Festival, 5-6 years ago, I think, maybe he played it.
Yeah.
He came out, he had the bucket hat and the sunglasses on. I think the whole Oasis Noel Gallagher thing was going on at the moment. And he went, do you like effing rock and roll? And the crowd went, yeah, oh, you're at the wrong gig.
He's funny.
Straight into a really slow song.
He's a very funny, funny
very
guy.
Funny,
isn't
very funny. The Scottish are just hilarious. They're the funniest people in Ireland.
They absolutely are. He's good mates with Niall Horan, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, they're always horning about the two of them. Well. Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Red FM. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.